Good morning. It's wonderful to have such a good crowd today. We're thankful that many of you are here in order to help celebrate Mother's Day. We wish all of you mothers a wonderful day and a wonderful every day. I know that some may not be mothers, but certainly I think that all of the women who are godly women should be honored on a day like this and again every day. I know my wife had a very godly aunt who served as like a second mother to her, even though she had no children. So I pray that we will have more and more godly women who are directing our children on a daily basis. Before I was a mom, I made and ate hot meals. I had unstained clothing. I had quiet conversations on the phone. Before I was a mom, I slept as late as I wanted and never worried about how late I got in bed. I brushed my hair and teeth every day. Before I was a mom, I cleaned my house each day. I never tripped over toys or forgot words to lullabies. Before I was a mom, I didn't worry whether or not my plants were poisonous, and I never thought about immunizations. Before I was a mom, I had never been puked on, messed on, spit on, chewed on, wet on, or even pinched by tiny fingers. Before I was a mom, I had complete control of my mind, my thoughts, my body, and I slept all night. Before I was a mom, I never held down a screaming child so that doctors could do tests or give shots. I never sat up late hours at night watching a baby sleep. Before I was a mom, I never held a sleeping baby just because I didn't want to put it down. I never felt my heart break into a million pieces when I couldn't stop the hurt. I never knew that something so small could affect my life so much. I never knew that I could love being a mom. Before I was a mom, I didn't have the feeling of having my heart outside my body. I didn't know how special it could feel to feed a hungry child. I didn't know that bond between a mother and her child. I didn't know that something so small could make me feel so important. Before I was a mom, I had never gotten up in the middle of the night to make sure all was okay. I had never known the warmth, the joy, the love, the heartache, or the satisfaction of being a mom. I didn't know that I was capable of feeling so much before I was a mom. You know, when Gabriel visited Mary, she was thought to be in her teens, and many commentators believe that she was in her early teens. She was engaged or pledged to Joseph. And in those days, the only way engagements could be broken was with a bill of divorcement. Under Jewish law, Joseph could have been granted a bill of divorcement without any questions. The angel, however, greeted her by saying she was highly favored and the Lord was with her, Luke chapter 1, verse 28. You know, people who have observed childbirth sometimes refer to it as a miracle. And certainly it is spectacular, it is amazing, it is phenomenal. But technically speaking, it should not be referred to as a miracle. A miracle is something that is out of the ordinary. A miracle is an action that is opposed to the very laws of nature. Childbirth is in strict accordance with the laws of nature that God has put in force. But I'm like Alan. I am glad that I never had a child physically. But Mary did have what we would call a miracle child, because we know that Mary was a virgin. She was a troubled young woman and did not know what to think or what to do. She knew that she could be divorced before she was ever married, and that she would have the child of God before she had relations with Joseph. But after being reassured by the angel, she demonstrated great faith, as many mothers do. She said, "Behold, the bondslave of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Luke 1, verse 38. After that, Mary rejoiced at the prospect of motherhood. When she finally accepted that, she said in Luke chapter 1 and verse 46, "My soul exalts the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has had regard for the humble state of his bond slave." Mothers know the importance of prayer, praying for their children. Many women pray for a child long before they have that child. And godly mothers pray for their children every day. A child is a child for only a relatively short period of time. But a mother is a mother forever. Mary did all the things that mothers usually do. She nursed Jesus. She cared for him. She protected him. She sang to him. She kissed him. She rocked him. And in her arms, she cradled the child who would change the world. That is the hope that every mother has, that her child will make the world a much better place in which to live. And I can assure you, as you already know, from looking at the news, watching the news, we need help. We need help from godly mothers and godly fathers. Motherhood is a tremendous challenge. There's probably no role in life more challenging than that of a mother. In our day and time, I believe this is especially true, where mothers have to wear many hats. And in our society, mothers are often expected to work outside the home as well as work inside the home. There are many mothers who are stressed out with all of their daily pressures. There are more working mothers and more single working moms now than at any time in the history of our nation, and probably in the history of the world. And then mothers are the ones who are expected to get their children ready to attend services. Certainly we are thankful for the three children that we have. We're thankful that they are willing to get up and bring their children to worship services. But husbands and grandparents and adopted grandparents need to do everything we can to help these young mothers raise their children in godly homes and encourage them to bring their children to Bible class and to church services. There were many things that Mary was told about her special son that she did not understand at the time. But we're told in Luke chapter 2 and verse 19 that she treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. Just like a mother, isn't it? It must have been exciting around Joseph and Mary's house to watch Jesus as he kept increasing in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man, Luke 2:52. What more could a mother want than to watch her child grow physically, intellectually, socially, and spiritually? But as a mother, Mary also had some challenges with Jesus. On one occasion, Jesus stayed in Jerusalem while the rest of his family journeyed toward their home in Galilee. Jesus' mother asked him when they went back to Jerusalem to get him, "Son, why have you treated us this way?" Luke 2, verse 48. Later, he left home without a job. He declared to the world that he was the Messiah. And when everyone else thought Jesus was crazy, Mary and her other children tried to take Jesus home with them. Mark 3 and verse 31. And Jesus said, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking about at those who were sitting around him, he said, "Behold, my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother." Mark 3, verses 33 through 35. And certainly worst of all, Mary saw her son die like a common criminal on a cross. Later, she and her other children had the blessed opportunity to believe in Jesus as their Savior. I am here to tell you this morning that God loves you even more than your mother does. No one doubts the love of a mother. But God wants you to know that he does love you more than your mother does. In the book of Isaiah, in Isaiah chapter 49, beginning in verse 13, "Shout for joy, O heavens, and rejoice, O earth. Break forth into joyful shouting, O mountains, for the Lord has comforted his people and will have compassion on his afflicted." But Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me, and the Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her nursing child and have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, but I will not forget you. Behold, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me." What a great love that God has for you and for me, like the tremendous love of a mother. I want to read you a poem from, excuse me, from Helen Steiner. Well, I forgot her last name. Rice, of course. Helen Steiner Rice, great poet. She wrote one about mothers. "A mother's love is like an island in life's ocean vast and wide. a peaceful, quiet shelter from the restless rising tide. A mother's love is like a fortress, and we seek protection there when the waves of tribulation seem to drown us in despair. A mother's love is a sanctuary where our souls can find sweet rest from the struggle and the tension of life's fast and futile quest. A mother's love is like a tower rising far above the crowd, and her smile is like the sunshine breaking through a threatening cloud. A mother's love is like a beacon burning bright with faith and prayer, and through the changing scenes of life, we can find a haven there. For a mother's love is fashioned after God's enduring love. It is endless and unfailing, like the love of Him above. For God knew in His great wisdom that He couldn't be everywhere, so He put His little children in a loving mother's care. We know that Jesus had great respect for His mother. There were times that she didn't understand what He was doing, but He was doing His Father's will. And we know the great love that she had for Him, a love that carried her past His death and past the resurrection and accepted her own Son as the Savior. I hope and pray that you have done that very thing, that you have accepted Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, that you believe in Him, that you've confessed your sins, that you've repented, that you have been baptized into Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of those sins. If there's anyone here this morning who needs to respond to the invitation of our Lord, please come while we stand and sing.